Rob. It is a download here, 720 WGN. I am Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Coming up, we're going to talk a little UFC, the UFC 221 card in Perth, Australia. It's coming up tomorrow. It's going to be some Chicago connection, so we're going to talk UFC and have some MMA fighters in studio and on the line. We're talk with a UFC legend, heavyweight. So looking forward to that coming up here on the download. That's in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, coming up next Thursday, the Park West will be the place to be as Chicago native T.L. Williams hits the stage. They say my attitude is bad because I act like a superstar. They say I need to slow down when driving my fancy car. Driving my fancy car. I know why you're mad at me. I'm getting more money than you. Getting more money than you. Everybody knows why you do what you do. It's 'cause I'm getting more money than you. Getting more money than you. T.A. Williams is an award-winning R&B singer from Chicago. He's got a new album coming out called Love in the Third Wave. He's going to be on stage with his band, the Storm Chaser Orchestra. This show is a launch party for the new album. It is coming up on the 15th at Park West. Besides being a singer and songwriter, Williams is also the founder of Symphony of Change, a nonprofit that's dedicated to bringing music programs back to Chicago schools. This is an issue we've talked about plenty on this show, on how many of today's up-and-coming musicians from Chicago trace their roots back to playing music in school or at the church, or in many cases, city-funded after-school programs. T.L. Williams is playing at the Park West next Thursday, but he's my guest tonight on the download. T.L., thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, Justin. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So let's talk about the new album. Obviously, you've had success in your career. What's it mean to be in a position to release another album here coming up and have a show at the Park West?
It's truly a blessing to be able to, you know, be a blessing to others with the gift that God gave me. So, you know, as long as I'm able to get up and be healthy and make music that people can live their lives to, that's always such a blast for me. I'm always excited about it.
You know, for you, you play R&B. I guess it's a much more kind of mainstream version of it. I mean, you guys you stick to it, but it is, I mean, it's tight. The band is tight. Everything about it, like you said, I mean, you've won awards for the music that you've produced. Where does it come from? I mean, why this style of music? What is it about this specific style of R&B music that attracts you?
You know, I'm the youngest of five, and I grew up in a musical family. You know, my family is so musical. We were actually a cover band throughout my childhood and then teenage years. Yeah, we were an R&B and top 40 cover band, and we traveled around and played. I joined the band at 11 years old, which is pretty cool and pretty interesting to be able to play, you know, clubs, venues that were, you know, that had to sneak me in and sneak me out.
You
know,
say, not for 11-year-olds, right?
Not for 11-year-olds. But I grew up in a wonderful, you know, I was blessed to grow up in a great family that was musical. And being the youngest of five, you know, we had a couple of different generations in the house at one time. So growing up, I walk into one room and Cypress Hill is playing, and then I walk into another room and Earth, Wind, and Fire is playing, and then I walk into a third room and I'm hearing, you know, Michael McDonald and the Doobie Brothers. I never lost that growing up as a child, and so I do credit, you know, my parents and my family for surrounding me with an atmosphere that I was able to draw something from multiple genres. And I think that goes into my music and how it's delivered and what I like to put into what I write and what I produce.
You know, being 11 years old and being in the family band, what are some of the memories and what do you recall that you keep with you? You know, as now you play all over the world and play at the Park West coming up here, but what is it about those early days of being in the band that stays with you as an artist?
You know, it's, I remember my, like, the very first performance when I joined my family band was in front of the rest of my extended family and friends. And as my father said, that is, you know, that's like the hardest performance you can do, right? Right. Is the ones in front of the loved ones that you know. There's a level of discipline that you develop when you are part of a collective like that, when you are part of a team like that. And not only my family band, but, you know, once school band started to become a thing, I was able to join school bands, you know, in grade school, marching band, jazz band, all the way throughout my life. I was able to join those bands and be able to develop that sense of, you know, teamwork, leadership, and discipline that humans should have, you know, instilled within them. So it's just a blessing to be able to have grown up with the privilege of being able to have that in your life.
Yeah. T.L. Williams, my guest tonight, R&B singer and songwriter who has a new album coming out called Love in the Third Wave. He's going to be at Park West coming up here on the 15th. You know, the other thing you're involved with is Symphony of Change, and hearing you talk about being in a jazz band and marching band and other places when you're young and in school, a lot of kids coming up today aren't given that opportunity because of school budget cuts, because the way that schooling is going in this country right now, where school or music is definitely, what do you call it, like... it's not a necessary part of our curriculum. How do you feel about that? I mean, obviously with Symphony of Change, you a not-for-profit that you want to look at that and make sure that you can get music programs back in Chicago schools. But talk about, you know, this idea that what are students losing when they don't have music programs as part of their curriculum?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that people nowadays are sort of treating music in schools as not a necessary thing. And we at Symphony of Change feel that it very much is a necessary thing. And it's literally the solution to some of the issues that schools are currently having, you know. So it's a very important thing for us, right? And these statistics that I'm talking about are on our website, symphonyofchange.org. One of the main reasons that a school closes is lack of attendance. Well, studies have shown that schools have a higher attendance rate when they have music programs mm-hmm. in them, mm-hmm. right? And we're talking, you know, some of the numbers are like 92% as opposed to 85%. It's a necessity. When you take the music program is sort of like the bloodstream of a school, and when you take that completely out of school, you know, you're left with just a mere institution, and you've taken out sort of the spirit of that institution. So it's tough to keep a school open if the spirit of the institution is not there.
Yeah.
And this is what we believe at Symphony of Change, and this is what we know.
Yeah, and so I agree with you. And I always wonder about it, too, because you know, extracurricular opportunities, or even primary, and things like music give you an opportunity to feel like you're part of a community. And you're part of a community because you perform at certain points, but also that the kids get to go to music classes with people who may not be their age or may not be in their regular class, their fifth or sixth grade class, and get an opportunity to broaden their horizons a little bit. But the truth of the matter, TL, is that it costs money to put music programs in the curriculum, especially when it comes to equipment and instruments and things like that. So how do we first recognize that it is instrumental, that it is part of the curriculum, and then the second part, how do we fund it?
So our theory, our mission statement at Symphony of Change is we want to make sure that we redefine and update what it means to be classically trained. You'll notice, you know, you and I graduated from school, Justin, with a 9-planet solar system,
right?
We had 9 planets in our solar system. That is not the case. Science, the field of science, has determined that Pluto does its own thing. It you know, goes in a different, so we're not, right. It's no longer part of the solar system, right? Science has made that determination in the career field. So if you notice, the science department in schools has kept up with that evolution of its field. There's evolution in the field of mathematics. There's something called Common Core math. Don't ask me how to do it. I didn't grow up with it, right? But it's a thing, and it's helping students. Mathematics has made this move, and the mathematics department in schools has reflected that change in the field of mathematics. Of course, history changes. History is based on time. So, you know, things happen in history, so that's new all the time. However, you walk into a band room and you see the same Beethoven symphony.
You're absolutely
that
right.
You saw
right.
From 1993, from 1987, from 1964. Don't get me wrong. Beethoven symphonies is beautiful music that should be broken down, studied, absorbed, learned. We also feel that Inner Visions from Stevie Wonder is beautiful music that should be broken down, studied, absorbed, and learned. And we want to make sure that our thing is that we want to make sure that the evolution of the music department in schools keep up with the evolution of the field of music.
Well, how do you, so let's ask the last question, just is how do you get more music in schools when the budgets are tight and we continually have issues with what is being taught? How do you find the money, the resources, and everything to put music back on that path to be updated, contemporary, and included in the curriculum?
So our part, Symphony of Change, we do our part. We come in, you know, we work with our sponsors. We work with people, everybody who wants to donate, volunteer, be hands on, and we help with rolling out programs that include working with schools that may have lost their program or never had a program and want one, or may currently have a program but it's at risk, and we come in and we help with supplying the instruments, getting the community, the parents involved, getting the faculty and staff involved, and even, you know, supplying everything from that to the directors, the teaching faculty, the directors, the assistant directors, interns for each school that we partner with, and that brings a sense, if we go back to the attendance thing, right?
Right.
So that brings a sense of economic awareness to the school, which helps the school bring in their funding so that they can continue to grow.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how Symphony of Change is helping and doing our part.
T.L. Williams, symphonyofchange.org is the not-for-profit that's helping to bring music into schools and Chicago schools. Also, the new album is out next week. It's called Love in the Third Wave. T.L. Williams will be on stage at the Park West coming up on Thursday the 15th. Pleasure to have you, and look forward to having you in the studio so we can hear you play some live music.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to it. I'll see you all soon.